Hey, it's time to wake up. Please open your eyes. Oh, come on, please. Oh my God, you're awake. You're awake. Perfect. Oh God. Okay. Breathe, breathe. You're good. You're fine. You're totally good. Don't worry. Here, let me help you sit up. There we go. Hi. First of all, you're okay. You're good, I promise. My name's Rochelle. What happened? I mean, yeah, you would want to know why you're on the grass on the side of the road. I don't really know what happened. I mean, I just came over and saw your car had swerved off the road into a ditch. I went over to check on you, and you had a really bad head wound, and it looked like you were stuck in the seatbelt, so I pulled you out. And I mean, I kind of took the door off of your car, so I'm sorry about that. I think insurance should cover that. If you have an insurance, or like whoever owns the car has insurance, that's not really important. The important thing is you're not dead, which I thought you were, and you're not. So that's great. Oh, yeah, your head? Yeah, that should be all good. I fixed up, healed it. It should be fine. I mean, you don't have any headache or anything, do you? Oh, perfect. I mean, I'm not the best healer in the world, but I can do a little like scratch on the head. That's no big deal. No, I'm not a nurse. Wait, can you not tell? I mean, I'm not like masking it or anything. Well, I mean, maybe if I. Did the eyes kind of give it away? No, it's not a magic trick. It's not the head injury either. Okay, maybe this'll kind of clue you in? See? Thanks. I mean, they're pretty good if I do say so myself. Whoa, 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 whoa! You're. Wait! Wait, hang on, hang on, hang on! You're fine! You're good! You're. What? Is this your, like, first time meeting a vampire? I mean, they're pretty common in the area. You really haven't met any of us? Oh my God, I'm not gonna eat you! I mean, for one thing, I fed at sundown, so I'm full. I'm good. Second of all, I wouldn't have bothered healing your head if I was gonna eat you. I would have just, did it in your car. Which is, okay, it sounds bad, but I'm not. I'm not. I promise. I promise. You're good. We're good. I'm good. We're. No eating, biting, anything like that. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. That's it. I was just making sure. Yes, I promise. I don't want to hurt you at all. I swear. Yes, I'm real. The fangs are real. So are the eyes. If you touch my skin, it's cold. Yeah, you can touch. I don't bite. I mean, I do bite, but I mean, not now. Go ahead. There. See? That is an all genuine vampire hand. Yeah, and that's how I was able to tear the door off your car to get you out. Super strength. Yes, this is really happening. You're not dreaming, and this isn't some like Twilight Zone episode. We were going to wake up in a hospital after a coma. This is all real. Promise. But back to the main issue at hand with you and your car. I already called the police. So there are people on their way to come help you and get you home. I don't really have, like, a car of my own because, you know, super speed. I can walk anywhere, but... So they should be here soon to come take care of you, but how are you feeling? I mean, you know, vampire aside, like, physically. Does anything hurt? Do you feel any, like, soreness anywhere? Well, I healed your head, but I didn't really see anything else. But if you have, like, a pop shoulder, I can heal that for you. Your wrists? Yeah, here, give me your hand. Sprained wrists are one of the most common injuries, so I've gotten a lot of practice with these. If you could just, I can... What? Huh? No. I'm not, like, hungry. It's just... Your blood. I can smell it from this close. It smells familiar. I mean, I knew you had magic before I even saw your car, but this is just... It's so distinct. What? What do you mean you don't have magic? Yeah, you do. I'm literally smelling it on you. It is... It's like coming off of you in waves. It's incredibly powerful. What do you mean you... Oh my god. You don't even know what you are, do you? No, I'm not fucking with you on this. You have no idea how special the magic in your blood is, how special you are. You're what I've been looking for. Look, if you don't believe me, I can prove it. I can prove it here. Here, open your hand. Lay it palm up, flat in mine. Good. Now, focus on that connection. My hand against yours. Breathe deep. And let whatever happens, happen. Oh, that's not me. That is all you. That was magic. That was your magic that you have. You have magic. Oh, shit. They can't see me. I'm not human. I can't. Oh, God. I know you must have, like, a million questions right now, and I can help answer all of them. I promise. I know this is a lot, and I'm not asking you to make a decision right now. You don't have to... Like, I'm not about to whisk you away, but if you want to know about this, about me and vampires and magic, the magic that you have, I can tell you everything. Just, you know, not here on the side of the street, and not with other humans about to be here any minute. But if you want to know more, we'll talk again. I promise. No, don't worry about writing down a number. I've got your scent. I'll find you. Soon. But until then, stay safe, doll.